This is Adventures in Attempting to Purchase a Book from That Weird Old Soho Bookshop, A.Z. Fell & Co. Written by Q&T Universe. Read by
Black Glass,
KLB,
Ethel,
Elaine of Shalott,
Words Are My Face,
Schmaler,
Rena Jenkins,
Winged Words,
Love the Heaven,
Secrets of Lufnap,
and Silver and Blue. Fandom, Good Omens. Rating, General Audiences. Summary. A rare book collector posting on a niche internet forum is dismayed to discover the last missing book is only available at the best, worst bookshop in London. The Rare Antique Forums. Subforum, Books and Publications. Regional Subforum, London. New topic. Does anyone have a copy of Clockwork House, Volume 6?
C. Hi, everyone. Sorry to ask about this again, but nobody gave me a straight answer the last time I tried. I need to know, where the hell can I get a copy of Clockwork House, Volume 6? First edition, cream and gold cover. I have almost the entire collection, all the way to Volume 12, except for that one glaring hole on my shelf, and it is driving me insane. The 1972 re-release is lovely, but if I have to see a single blue book in the middle of the row, I won't be able to sleep at night. Surely you all understand what I mean?
Liam. I feel you, see, but the only ones I've seen going recently are the whole set, unless you want to have doubles of everything.
See. It won't solve my problem, that's for sure. If I sell the rest, I'll only end up passing the curse along to the next unfortunate soul.
Vanilla Decay. Hope it's okay to bump a month-old thread, but I heard AZ Fell & Co. has it.
See. You're kidding me.
Archive Mistress. Oh no! See, I'm so sorry!
Soul Shaper. See, if you need help, Paige Knight and Inky compiled a document about AZ Fell shop hours. Link. So you need to get into AZ Fell & Co. Now what? A guide for unfortunate bookworms.
See. It's fine, Britt. I'm fine. It would be just my luck that place would have it. I got over the shock now, though. Guess I've got no choice but to try it. ETA. Thanks for the link, Soul Shaper. It'll definitely come in handy.
Paige Knight. Ugh. AZ Fell & Co. is the worst. From the pictures up on Google Maps, you'd think it's charming and cozy, but there's just this weird, musty smell everywhere, and the shelves are sticky.
Nancy.
Whoa, you've actually made it inside? Every time I walk by, it's closed.
Archive Mistress. Stared really hard at that sign on the door. Could barely read the handwriting. Mr. Fell is a weird one.
Liam. I did enter it once, and yeah, it smelled weird. But did you see the set of antique cartographic charts? Swoon.
Inky. Liam, you're such a nerd.
Liam. We're all nerds here. Why else would we be posting on an antique book forum?
See. Guys, we're getting off topic.
Liam. Sorry, see. But Paige Knight is right. AZ Fell is the worst bookshop in London. I managed to make it in one day, and he kept glaring at me from across the room. Then every time I turned to face him, he smiled like there was nothing wrong. I'm like 99% sure it's actually a money laundering scheme for the mafia.
Inky. It would certainly explain those thuggy-looking sorts who show up sometimes.
For a lark. I heard Mr. Fell's a Satanist. For a lark. Like the rumor is, he's got a devil-summoning diagram under that big round rug in the middle of the room.
Danger Noodle 666. I wouldn't believe those rumors if I were you. Besides, real Satanists are nowhere near as cool.
Writer of Unwritten Tales 86. Alright, everyone, this thread has clearly gotten far off topic, so I'm locking it. See, I trust you've got enough info to go on, and good luck in obtaining your Clockwork House Volume 6. Everyone else, let's please refrain from accusing booksellers of Satanism.
New topic. I got the book! No thanks to AZ Fell.
See. So I finally managed to get my hands on the last volume I needed to complete my Clockwork House collection. Big shout out to Paige Knight and Inky. It wasn't easy, but with your opening hours chart, I somehow made it in on the sixth try. Image attachment. A shelf full of books. A complete collection of 12 cream and gold volumes right in the middle. The smell was real, and the customer service was terrible, but the volume I bought is in good shape. Would not recommend it if you could avoid it.
Liam. But is he a Satanist, though?
See. Doubt it. I can't rule out the Mafia thing, though.
Archive Mistress. Yay! Congrats, see! Spill the beans. I want to hear about your adventure.
See. Thanks, Britt. I'm not sure what else there is to say. I mean, it was a very weird experience. At Page Knight, Inky, Liam, back me up here. Were you also surrounded by weirdos when you went there?
Page Knight. You're welcome, see? Glad to know the chart helped. I think only weirdos have the patience to actually go there, so I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'd count myself among them. And there's that one guy who's always there, who wears sunglasses indoors like he's trying to be a rock star, and who I'm pretty sure has never picked up a book in his life.
See. Well, to be fair, the skylight makes it pretty bright in there. But I'm just asking, because these two guys showed up and started yelling really loudly about wanting to buy porn. Mr. Fell wasn't even fazed. They went into the back room, but then they left with no books at all. I went to buy my volume, and Mr. Fell looked like he just wanted me to get the hell out. The feeling was mutual.
Inky. Not gonna lie, I'm interested in Mr. Fell's antique porn.
Liam. TMI, Inky. TMI!
For a lark. Good job, C. Next time, look under the carpet.
C. I really hope there isn't a next time.
New topic. Rest in peace, AZ Fell and Co. Page Knight. It's been chaotic the last couple of days, but I would like to take a moment to memorialize the best, worst bookshop in London, AZ Fell and Co. If you haven't seen the news, it went up in flames early this afternoon. As a medieval scholar, you know my taste in rare old books tends to be very rare and very old indeed. And while succeeding in buying one from AZ Fell was always a difficult feat, nevertheless, he had one of the finest collections I've ever seen. Sadly, all those precious tomes have been lost to the ashes.
Archive Mistress. Tragic! I never even had a chance to go there. Rip all those beautiful books.
Vanilla Decay. Rip. R.I.P.
See. Whoa. I don't know what to say. It's awful, but I almost feel like the book I bought from them was cursed.
Inky. Guys, have you been keeping up with the news? The fire is under control, but they're investigating the cause. Turns out they didn't have to look very hard to find a circle of candles and strange markings on the floor.
Blam. There's been no word on Mr. Fell, either. Nobody's seen them since the fire.
For a lark. I knew it!
Page Knight. Seriously? Well, I guess if you're gonna summon Satan, there's better places to do it than inside a very flammable bookshop.
See. Okay, now I know my book's definitely cursed.
Inky. Rip Mr. Fell's antique porn. New topic. AZ Fell and Co. is still around?
See. I feel like I sound mad typing this, but didn't it burn down yesterday? Didn't we have an entire thread talking about it? I could have sworn it, but it's not anywhere that I could find?
Archive Mistress. Walked by it just this morning. Was closed, though, like usual.
Page Knight. It's definitely there. I'd ask if you were going mad, except that I feel the same way.
See, you're the one who started the thread.
For a lark. You mean the hashtag Satanism confirmed thread? Can't find it either.
See. But we all remember it?
Liam. I don't. What are you talking about?
Inky. Did we all get pranked or something? Either that or mass delusion.
Danger Noodle 666. You've all definitely gone mad.
Writer of Unwritten Tales 86. I did not lock or remove any threads yesterday. If it's gone, it certainly wasn't on our end.
Page Knight. I don't remember, but I feel like I'm getting a migraine. New topic. Does anyone have a copy of Clockwork House Volume 6? Again?
See. Unfortunately, mine was cursed.
The end!
This was recorded for Podfix Summer Sizzle 2019.